with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're at the end of July. We're at least halfway through the summer. And I hope you've got great plans to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker today and make something good in the neighborhood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And Jop, you know, as much fun as this show is, it's just a little hobby business for us. And we do this really for just out of passion, right?
I love to cook, and I love to eat more.
But, you know, if you think, what have we been on the air? I think it'll be 7 years in September.
Right.
And I just want to acknowledge the fact that we have a producer named Brian Fonger who's sitting here on the big board. And he does a fantastic job for us. And he just, you know, no matter which studio we're in here at iHeart, he manages to figure out the studio in seconds. And I just wanted to say thanks to Brian, and I wanted to ask you, you took your annual family vacation up in Charlevoix.
Yes, I did. It was a blast.
Yeah?
You go up to Charlevoix, Young State Park. The Saturday before everybody leaves, we have a big rib feast. So we get some ribs from a local grocery store and, you know, cook them up, have a good time. Everybody makes a bunch of sides, and, man, you never leave hungry, that's for sure.
So do they have expectations of you on the ribs now that you're part of the Grilling Guys? any pressure there?
No pressure, but my job role this year was the rib squeezer, so I had to take them out of the bag and squeeze all the juice out of the bag.
Hey, man, you had a job, right?
Yeah,
I can relate. I've been a grill bitch before. Yeah, I've squeezed my
fair rib
juice.
There's been a lot of casualties because if your hand happens to slip, you get sauce all over yourself. So,
They were pre-sauced and pre-cooked. You just had to grill them.
Just had to grill them. Yeah. So, funny. But fortunately, I was very careful.
And did you get the ones that are made up on Black Lake? Is it a local thing up there?
Not Black Lake. We just got them from a local store in Boyne City there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a place up on Black Lake where we used to do the Sturgeon Festival.
Right.
And they make like 10,000 racks every year, and they freeze them and sell them to various businesses in northern Michigan. So no matter what station you're listening to us on, if it's UPS 98.5, if you're on Wood, ESPN, or out in Atlantic City on WOND, there's good ribs in your market, and you can cook them up yourself if you just listen long enough.
Speaking of good ribs, on the grilling line right now, we've got our favorite butcher, Tim Sobey of Sobey Meats. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys in there today?
Hey, man, we're fine. Thank you. I appreciate you breaking away from your little hiatus and spending some time with the grilling guys today.
Absolutely. And Brian, did anybody tell you look hungry yet today?
No, not yet.
You look hungry.
Yeah.
He is the thinnest guy in the room.
Right. Yeah. That he is, no question. Hey, Tim, the theme of the show today is affordable grilling. So what I wanted to do is, Tim has a butcher shop, let me premise this, with about 70 foot of meat case where you can walk in there. Everything's cut right on his premise, and what I wanted to do is just if you enlighten us a little bit about maybe some of the better values that are in your meat case when it comes to somebody that's got a big family to feed and they don't have a huge budget.
My number one value, you know, now this part I'll say I'm going to put my salesman hat on. I think one of the best values, and it's off our local beef, is a bone-in sirloin steak. You get that nice big fillet on there. And if you want to be dancing, you know, with your wife or your girlfriend, give her the filet. If you were to buy that filet separately, for about $2 or $3 more, you get the rest of that whole sirloin steak. So there's flavor from the bone. It's a great cut of meat. It's delicious. It's tender. It's flavorful. And it's a standalone steak. Doesn't need marinating.
I couldn't agree more with you, Tim. And I just saw you about 4 or 5 days ago. I took off for a few days on a business trip. Just got back last night, and I still had some of those sirloin in my refrigerator, so they got to age an extra 5 days. And last night at about 8 o'clock, the missus and I had just all I did was I also got that Cowtown steak rub from you.
Yeah.
And I just put some of that on. I didn't put any oil on them or anything. I put some Cowtown on, grilled them, and we sat down about probably 8 o'clock at night and had we each ate an entire sirloin, a beautiful – they were you cut them about 2 inches, and we each ate a great big piece of that last night. And I tell you what, you're singing to the right guy here because I think sirloin is probably my favorite piece of steak, at least last night it was.
And I think it's the most underrated cut there is.
Yes.
Because it's a great value price-wise, but it's such a delicious cut, and it's tender. And I know Teresa, she'll always say, well, cook once, eat twice. So even if we do up, I'll do an extra big sirloin steak, we'll take those leftovers and either make like fajitas or stir fry
yep.
or some stroganoff, you know. That always goes good, too. Get the right noodles.
Yeah, right.
You can't say that. Hey, you know, another thing that we use it for, if you're doing shish kebab and you don't want to buy lamb or some of your family maybe don't like lamb, I always recommend sirloin because the price and the quality of the meat, it's just so fantastic.
Tim, tell me about a chuck steak because I've seen that before, and that's a little bit lesser expensive cut.
Yes, it is. And actually, the first, like 6 inches of that chuck eye, when you break the cattle and you remove the prime rib, now that's going into like a chuck roast, or that chuck eye is about the first 6-7 inches. I always call that blue collar prime rib. And here, you know, other places they'll do a bigger portion of that, but we do just that eye only. So it's just a little medallion, and that's like basically an old Delmonico steak. And they are a great value also. I got one of my part-time cutters over here. That's all he buys for him and his wife are the chuck eye steaks. They're a great value. They're tender. They're flavorful. A little bit chewier than a prime rib steak, but the flavor is the same. It's an extension of those muscles.
Wow, very good.
That's good advice. So do most butchers cut that chuck eye In the same way? I mean, do they all go up about as far so they still get the good meat?
Yeah, I know there are other places they'll cut up a little bit farther to stretch that out, and then they're actually getting into more of that chuck roast, and they'll just call it a chuck steak then because it's cut thinner. I'll call that part as a budget cut, but you can still season them up nice. Do them a little bit slower, a little bit lower, and they have a wonderful, wonderful flavor.
So if you are taking a chance on a budget piece like that, there wouldn't be anything wrong with taking a tenderizer and pounding that meat out a little bit, would there?
Heavens, no. No, have at it.
Have a little insurance policy for you.
Tim, you have a blend of seasonings that you make there, and again, a concentration of salt in most of the seasonings that we use for beef. If you were going to tenderize that piece of meat, would you put the seasoning on first, or would you put it on after you've tenderized it?
I would put it on first if you're going to tenderize it. Then I would definitely put it on there first. If you're going to pound that piece of meat, why not pound that right into the fibers and help that to break down a little bit?
With one caveat, if you're going to throw it on the grill right away.
Yes.
If you're not, you might be leaving that salt on too long,
uh-huh.
and you could drive a lot of moisture out of it.
You know, I've heard that before, and actually, I would take a beer bet on that. And here's an example: we had people that ordered like some seasoned steaks before, and then they never picked them up. So that's what we brought up to the cabin with us, and they were seasoned. We had them vac sealed for them, and they were seasoned for like 2 to 3 days. Then based on that, when we open that package, you should have every bit of blood coming out of there that's in it, and they don't bleed out that bad. So if the meat hasn't been frozen, I would take a little bit of that argument that, you know, it was just fine for us.
Yep.
So what other budget cuts can you imagine?
Round steak is, I'm going to say, is like the least expensive cut. Certainly, years back after we were married, we didn't have anything for money, and so even as a meat cutter, what do you take? And we want to have steak on the grill. So that's one that really could use some marinating and need some help in the tender department.
Yeah, and pounding it out. Tim, yeah. we're getting the big dirty eye here from the producer. It's time to roll. So thank you so much for joining us, and we just wish you the best, and thanks for helping us out today.
Well, thanks for letting me be on the show, and keep up the good meat work, guys.
All right. All right. Our friend Tim Sobey, master butcher and a go-to guy for the grilling guys.
Yeah.
Yep. Coming up next, pork butts and other cuts, bone in or bone out, you decide.
Girls smile when we roll by. They hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark.